Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You probably heard about this town in West Germany, Limburg an der Lahn, because they voted to exterminate their population of 700 pigeons. And the residents have voted to employ a falconer to trap the pigeons and to carry out this major cull. Ina Leilina, broadcaster and author, is with me here on the show today. Ina, what do you make of this approach in Germany?
It's ridiculous. You can't be making things extinct in this day and age. That's no way of going on. I thoroughly disapprove of it. The fact that they're going to be able to do this. They have too many pigeons. They don't want the pigeons. They don't like the pigeons. I mean, pigeons don't live on fresh air. Are they feeding the pigeons? Where are the pigeons breeding? You know, if they were to miraculously get rid of them all, which is probably an impossibility, more pigeons from nearby would come in. I mean, this is not the way to go about anything.
It's usually the seagulls we chat about. Are the pigeons, do they pose as many problems?
Look, this is in Germany, in the middle of Germany, where they don't have seagulls, they're miles away from the sea. It's just that they have excess pigeons as they see it in their town. I mean, we've lots of pigeons in Dublin. People feed them, they throw them breadcrumbs, they do all of this sort of thing. And it's only the seagulls that they get annoyed about in Dublin. But obviously in Germany, they don't want all these seagulls around. I mean, they do a lot of droppings, I expect, and they coo and they make noises when they're mating and that sort of thing. And I'm sure that, I don't know why they don't want them there, but at any rate, this is not the way to reduce the numbers of them. I mean, first of all, are the people of the town throwing crumbs? Are they feeding them? And then secondly, where are all these pigeons breeding? In other parts of Europe, in Switzerland, for example, they manage their pigeons in the sense that they told the people of the town not to be feeding them at all. And they built special pigeon lofts where the pigeons could breed, and then they snuck in and changed the eggs for rubber eggs or for dummy eggs, and in this way the population dropped away down by about 50% within 4 years. I mean, that's the way to manage things. Not going to kill them. And that's, I mean, it's an awful thing that one species should decide that another species is not allowed to live.
So there's other ways to manage this cull than what they're talking about.
Won't work. I mean, they kill all the pigeons and then what? So more pigeons come in.
Yeah, sure, what if they come in from another town?
That's exactly it. Yeah, and anyway, okay, they won't get them all, and the ones that are left are going to breed more. Apart from how the cruelty of how they're going to do it, that's scalella. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the ecological aspect of trying to get rid of a species in a town where any kind of a species depends on the food and the breeding opportunities. If you no food, no breeding opportunities, then your species numbers will reduce.
Right.
And that's where they need to go, not to be killing the ones that are there.
Tony's with us as well, Ina. Tony, do we have an issue with pigeons, or is it just seagulls?
I think what Ina was talking about there is urban pigeons. What I deal with is feral pigeons, mainly in lambing sheds, calving sheds, grain stores, basically where there's food production. So it's a food hygiene disease prevention. So it's not we have a choice. You can't have feral pigeons which carry a number of diseases, pathogens, you know, salmonella, tuberculosis, avian flu. Can't have that in an area where there is production of food for human consumption. So the solution that Anna talked about, the Basel solution, it's quite effective. It's not 100%. It is about 50%. But what I do is I cull them, which is 100%.
Oh, you cull pigeons?
Absolutely, yeah.
And can you do that?
Yes, you can, yeah. Provided you have a licensed firearm.
Well, you obviously, yeah. You are licensed to do it. And this is because of the food production that you're talking about. Right.
Yeah. So basically, you're going at nighttime, preferably a moonless night, where they're roosting. You use thermals to spot them. And you shoot them with a low-power 22 air rifle, which is low velocity, does no damage to the farm cladding, is instantaneous death, and you move the pigeons and they're disposed of environmentally.
Okay, so this sort of mass cull that they're talking about of 700 pigeons in Germany.
Yeah, German town.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably worried about monuments and maybe some disease issues as well. It's difficult in an urban environment. You can use a similar method as I do, But you have to be incredibly careful around the health and safety, because even though it's low velocity, people get very excited or animated to see any kind of firearm. And there's no point in explaining to them that this is a tiny projectile at a very low velocity that has basically, if you hit a human with it, would really have little or no impact at all. It's designed specifically for small boards, which are less than a kilo.
Okay. What about you, George? Do you agree with this, Cull?
I'm kind of conflicted, because I basically was a pigeon fancier, and I during my teens, I had, you know, I had lots of beautiful birds. They're an amazing bird, because they can fly with unerring accuracy from all parts of the globe, right? And even during the war, like the French awarded the pigeon called Cher Ami, they gave it the Croix de Guerre for carrying a message which saved 194 troops, right? And we had something similar in England, right? So I'm not totally against culling, but I do agree they have the feral pigeons carry an awful lot of disease. They do, and they're walking with lice. They're not as romantic as people think they are. And the more you feed them, the more they will breed. And some people think of them as, you know, flying rats, because they basically carry all those diseases that man spoke about. And they'll take them out to poultry, to anywhere they can spread it. But now, there is another breed of a pigeon, the racing pigeon, which, you know, you could buy a pair for up to €2,000 or maybe €4,000, right, depending on how successful they are. And they're really the racehorses of the pigeon world. So there's no real comparison between the two. Now, the ones I had were beautiful, and we looked after them and we kept them. But you still had to cull them, because they breed like rabbits, you know?
Okay.
Like, yeah, you cannot just allow them to breed, because like the 500, the 700, they'll be 1,500 in a year or two. So, and like I said, the health aspect of it cannot be ignored. They do carry all things from TB to any of the farm diseases that man mentioned. They carry them as well. And the thing is, if you feed them in one place, and I won't go on about it, if you feed them in one place, like the middle of a city, they won't forage for themselves. And they will just depend on that place. So the more you feed them, the more they will increase in that particular place. So culling is
humans to blame for a lot of this, are they?
Well, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying it's a fact of life.
I know, but we've the same. It's the same kind of conversation, isn't it, when we talk about seagulls? And usually every year there's the annual seagull cull, should we or should we not conversation comes up,
but nobody ever culls them.
I know, but
they're a protected species.
I know, but it is a conversation that we have, I suppose, on an annual basis, given that the problems they often pose for a lot of residents. Let me bring in Bernie, George, for a moment, if you don't mind. Bernie is with us from the Alliance for Animal Rights. Bernie, you've been listening to what they're doing in Limburg an der Lahn in West Germany. What's your view on this?
Yeah, I hear it, and I say we're probably following suit here as well, because any time an issue like this comes up on radio, most people want to kill whatever the bird or the animal is. I don't think that's a good solution. Every animal has a right to live, and as a vegan, I personally don't kill any animals or eat any animals, like most don't. And I think it's the way to go. There were a lot of vegans out that there were years ago. It was probably sort of fairly quiet then. But there are a lot of people who care about animals. And like myself, I suppose, if you're in town, I usually end up coming home with one because you've found one that kids have tied up or something. So, I mean, we have to help these animals. We don't want to kill them. And really, if they had their natural habitat, probably live beside the sea, where I suppose they would eat fish. I'm sure they would. So if they were left alone to their own devices, I'd say they would be okay. But again, I suppose kind people are feeding them, thinking it's a good idea. It is a good idea, of course, but don't overdo it, or you will have people out trying to kill them. And the fact that he goes out with a gun to shoot them, I think it's horrific. They're gentle birds that to me, do no harm to anybody. And I've helped them out a few times because they've been injured, and let them free them. So I can't imagine doing anything else with seagulls, only caring for them or looking after them or making sure they're okay, because that would be my philosophy anyway.
But Tony, just to clarify, but you're doing it because you work, is that right? Or you have involvement in, you must
No, this is all voluntary, Anne. Yes, the fourth thing, I don't get paid for it. Just to reply to Bernie, I'm not a vegan, right? So these are not seagulls. These are feral pigeons in a food production area where they are a significant disease risk. You can't leave them alone. If you, as I think it was George said, if you leave 50 pigeons alone next year, you will have 150 pigeons in the year after. Because where they are, there's an abundant supply of food for the farm animals. And what they do is they contaminate the food, they take the food, and the actual feedlot, there are, like, particularly the lambing sheds, you're talking about 10,000 square feet, and it will look as if somebody had spray painted it, which there's no polite way of saying of pigeon shit. That's the reality.
Yeah, call it as it is, I suppose.
For the farm workers, this is a significant disease risk.
Well, that's
the food production, it's a massive disease risk.
Yeah, well, that's I suppose, a very different situation, Aina, though, to what we're talking about. That's not the reason why this is happening in Germany. But I know your point, or back to your point in general, whether it's pigeon or seagulls, Aina, is that humans, us, we, people just shouldn't feed them.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that, you know, food production, I mean, has to have standards. And, I mean, we have pest controllers and, you know, rats, pigeons, anything that's contaminating the food chain is a different story entirely. But, I mean, this particular situation in Germany is the town. The pigeons are outside. They're not necessarily contaminating food lots and things, as was outlined there earlier. So, I mean, to just decide that you're going to do this, get rid of a species in a town, is ecologically unsound.
Well, I've no doubt we'll have the annual seagull debate in the next couple of weeks as well. But Aina Nealina, broadcaster and author, Tony, George and Bernie Wright there from the Alliance for Animal Rights. Thanks a million to you all for getting in touch with us here on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.